The Alaska legislature is considering once again how much the state should collect from the oil industry. Last year, when Alaska changed the tax structure, the FBI investigated and found that lawmakers were bribed to support an industry-friendly version of the tax bill. Now, legislators say they aim to restore the public's trust with a tax system that could bring in as much as $1.5 billion more dollars a year. Elizabeth Arnold has this story.
Alaskans are well aware of their less than stellar reputation when it comes to oil. A scene from the recent Simpsons movie summed it up, when Homer was welcomed at the state line with a check for $1,000, like every other Alaskan, for, quote, allowing the industry to destroy the state's natural resources. That would be the Permanent Fund Dividend Check, or PFD check, which is actually the interest from a fund set up to sustain the state when the oil runs out. Still, every year, checks are sent out, and there are PFD sales on dishwashers, snowmobiles, and airline tickets while Alaskans are feeling flush. Economist Scott Goldsmith says oil accounts for a third of the jobs and total income here.
It is huge, yeah. Since we were bought by Russia, about 90% of all the value of natural resources produced from the state has been oil. They're big numbers, and it's really hard to get your hands around.
But just how closely tied the state and oil have become over the years shocked even Alaskans recently, as three state legislators were sent to prison for taking bribes from the oil industry to keep the tax rate low. They were convicted after executives from VECO, an oil field services company, pled guilty and served as key prosecution witnesses. The FBI probe continues and includes some members of the state's congressional delegation as well. That's why Governor Sarah Palin called a special session after deeming the tax passed in the last session a failure, tainted by corruption. So for the last month, legislators have met in Juneau to take another look at the state's share of oil revenue.
If we don't get started, we're never going to get through. Next, we will move to Amendment number 5.
The mood at the Capitol has changed dramatically since it was raided by the FBI in August. No longer do oil lobbyists line the benches outside offices and House and Senate chambers, nor do they wine and dine lawmakers. Suspicion and caution reign as colleagues fear hidden cameras and tape recorders. Public sentiment has changed as well. A popular bumper sticker seen around the state says, "Thanks, FBI." It's also changed the debate. More legislators are now on record in favor of raising taxes on the industry, not only in the interest of fairness, but also to send a message that Alaska rejects corruption. Fairbanks Republican Mike Kelly.
I think we have to recognize that the reason we're down here is that we have folks that are either indicted, convicted, or under investigation, and they weren't the janitors around here.
The industry still has its stalwart supporters, those like Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker, who want to keep the tax rate the same, and they're just as likely to prevail.
The power to tax involves the power to destroy. I don't believe anyone has ever convinced me that a government has ever taxed an industry into productivity.
The oil companies have mounted an intense media campaign to stop any increase in the name of stability. At a standing room only industry conference this week, computers were set up in the lobby and attendants were urged to email their legislators. Doug Suttles is the president of BP Exploration in Alaska.
What we need right now is more oil. You know, it's declining relatively rapidly, and the only way to slow that down is with investment. And what we should be talking about is how do we find the barrels for the next 30 years instead of this, what seems to be a piling on, and just let's take every penny the industry makes in this state and give it to the state.
Alaska's Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell says the state and the industry have different constituencies.
Our shareholders need trust restored in our tax regime. That's what this is about.
Despite that desire for trust, it is possible legislators will head home without an oil tax bill. They face a midnight Friday deadline. The last time the legislature tried to increase the tax, FBI surveillance tapes revealed that an oil industry lobbyist asked the Senate president to run out the clock. If that happens again, the governor says, she'll call another 30-day special session. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.